Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. I'm Dr. Sean, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Each week, I answer patients' most asked questions about health, mindset, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and lifestyle. To access the show scripts, please visit www.drfrancishealthblog.com, where you can find bonus recipes and all the references related to each show. Also, please don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone who you think could benefit. We'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. Today's blogcast is all about leaky gut. Why are all the nutrition pros talking about healing your leaky gut? I mean, how can it be leaking? There's a lot of talk in the health world about leaky gut these days. You probably even heard that the key to reversing a whole host of health issues, ranging from skin issues to serious autoimmune conditions, starts with healing your so-called leaky gut. After all, Hippocrates is famously credited with saying all disease begins in the gut. Now, there are several factors that are thought to disrupt the normal intestinal environment and contribute to a leaky gut. But what the heck is a leaky gut, and how do I know if mine is actually leaking? This refers to damage and or thinning of the lining of the small intestine, aka your gut. Your small intestine acts as the barrier between the outside world and the rest of your body, which is a pretty important job. The small intestine is also where partially digested food from the stomach and anything else you take in from the outside world, like medications and supplements, is further broken down and absorbed into your bloodstream, where it is then carried for use throughout the rest of the body. If your intestinal wall was damaged, thinned, or has gaps in it, known as impaired intestinal permeability, the breakdown and absorption of food you eat is also impaired. Partially digested compounds, bacteria, and chemicals that shouldn't be absorbed can quite literally leak across the intestinal membrane and into your bloodstream. The immune system then kicks into action, reacting to these foreign substances that have crossed the intestine as dangerous intruders. Now, it's believed that this immune response from leaky gut may be the underlying cause of other diseases like systemic inflammation, irritable bowel syndrome, food allergies and intolerances, nutrient deficiencies, celiac disease, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, mood disorders, and even skin conditions like eczema. There are several factors thought to disrupt the normal intestinal environment and contribute to a leaking gut. So some of the most common contributors to leaky gut include excessive intake of calories, such as unhealthy fats, refined grains, sugars, and alcohol, which promote inflammation and digestive trouble. Other contributors are the use of antibiotics and NSAIDs, like ibuprofen. These can disrupt the balance of good and bad bacteria in the gut and cause damage to the lining of the gastrointestinal system, respectively, if used frequently. Also, disturbances in the gut microbiome, overgrowth of bad bacteria in the small intestine in relation to the good, healthy bacteria, such as your gut flora, to help digest your food. Finally, chronic stress, which can also cause inflammation throughout the body, including your gut. Now, most healthcare professionals don't recognize leaky gut as a real diagnosis, and there isn't a standard test to determine if you're suffering from it. Whether the claims about leaky gut are true or not, gut health is something to consider when it comes to your overall health. If you're experiencing digestive woes like bloating and irregularity, it's possible your gut health and digestion may be impaired and that your gut is in fact in need of healing. So some good habits to support a healthy intestinal environment and properly functioning gut can include eating whole, minimally processed foods with a focus on fiber-rich plant foods, including fermented foods like raw sauerkraut or kimchi, naturally cultured yogurt and kefir, obviously unsweetened, or kombucha, which contains good-for-you gut bacteria. You can also consider sipping bone broth or taking a collagen supplement. Collagen is thought to help rebuild and restore the gut lining. You can take an omega-3 supplement or include 2 to 3 servings of fatty fish each week to help combat inflammation. You can take a daily probiotic supplement to support your gut microbiome, and you can also find natural alternatives to pain relief, like essential oils or meditation, instead of relying on the over-the-counter NSAIDs, which are known to damage the lining of the gut and cause digestive issues. So thanks so much for tuning into today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.